Well, having sold some 50 million copies, Dan Brown's novel, The Da Vinci Code, is one of the runaway bestsellers of all time. And in all likelihood, the movie based on the book, the movie coming out, you may know, this week, will turn out to be one of the all-time biggest blockbusters. What accounts for the extraordinary popularity of these historical fictions? Well, to begin with, the story itself is an entertaining one, full of suspense and intrigue. Most of the book's readers have found it to be a real page-turner. Once they get into the book, their inquisitive minds are so eager to break the code that they won't put it down until the murder mystery is solved. I wonder if the Da Vinci Code may also be popular in part because it delves into the genius mind and masterpiece work of one of the world's greatest artists, Leonardo da Vinci. It gives the story an aura of intellectual importance. Furthermore, the plot revolves around a conspiracy theory, and of course, conspiracies always provoke people's curiosity. But having said all of that, surely the Da Vinci Code would not and could not have achieved its stunning success unless it also happened to be a sustained and pernicious attack on biblical Christianity. More than the story itself or its connection to Leonardo, it is the book's reinterpretation of Jesus Christ and its revision of Christian history that make it so popular and so dangerously deceptive. Let me give you just a brief list of some of the claims that the Da Vinci Code makes about the Bible, about Jesus, about Christianity, followed in each case by a short statement of the truth as it has been revealed by God and always believed by the church. The Da Vinci Code claims, quote, that the Bible is a product of man, not of God, and that more than 80 legitimate gospels have been left out of the Bible because they have been suppressed by the church. And yet the only genuine gospels are the ones we have in our Bibles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are not merely the words of men, but the words of God, the Holy Spirit. They also happen to be the only first century eyewitness accounts that tell the gospel story of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. None of the other so-called gospels meet those basic criteria for even being a gospel. The Da Vinci Code claims that Jesus of Nazareth was regarded as nothing more than a mortal man until the Council of Nicaea in A.D. 325. When he gained his deity in, quote, a relatively close vote of church leaders. In fact, the vote was 316-2, which I don't think most people would consider to be that close. But more to the point, the biblical gospels proclaim the deity of Jesus Christ on nearly every page, and that is why the church has always believed in his deity. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the true God and eternal life, as we read in 1 John chapter 5. The Da Vinci Code claims that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene and that the couple had a daughter, even though neither the Bible nor any other ancient document has ever claimed that Jesus was married. The book also claims that the true children of God today are the physical descendants of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, who is herself the Holy Grail. But the Bible says it is only those who believe in Jesus who have the right to be called the children of God. The Da Vinci Code claims that, quote, almost everything our fathers taught us about Christ is false. To be more specific, Jesus died a normal, natural death and was never raised from the dead. But of course, all of the Gospels agree that Jesus was crucified and that he rose again from the dead. This is the very gospel itself, that Christ died for our sins and was raised on the third day. Now, what makes the Da Vinci Code especially deceptive is not simply these errors, but also its claim on the very first page that, quote, all descriptions of artwork, architecture, documents, and secret rituals in this novel are accurate. To be blunt, I believe that that is an outrageous lie. The book is riddled with errors, not just biblical and theological errors, which I have only just been able to barely mention, although there are plenty more of those, but also artistic and historical errors. Errors about the paintings themselves, errors about the various groups, historical groups that the book mentions. Dan Brown's claim of facticity is false. It also seems terribly out of place for a work of historical fiction. If the work is intended to be fictional, then why does the author continue to claim that it is factual? Why does he say, as he has so often said, that people will learn all kinds of things from the book, things that they didn't know before? Well, true enough that they will learn new things, but they are hardly true themselves. We can only conclude that these deceptions are deliberate. How sad it is that they will be widely believed. But the creative energy of director Ron Howard, the unassuming credibility of actor Tom Hanks, and a budget of more than $100 million, people undoubtedly will find the movie as believable as the book. And what they will believe, unless they are well informed about the history and authority of the Bible and the person and work of Jesus Christ, is that the Bible is a hoax, Christians have suppressed the truth, and Jesus Christ was just another man. Some Christians are saying that the Da Vinci Code, both the book and now the movie, will give Christians a fresh opportunity to share their faith. That may be true in some cases. We should be ready, as always, to give a reason for the hope that we have in Jesus. But I think the main effect of the Da Vinci deception will be to spread the kind of spiritual misinformation that destroys people's souls. And I fear that for years to come, many people will have false ideas about Christianity that come from all of the falsehoods they have read and seen in the Da Vinci Code. That is the real hoax, the Da Vinci Code itself. And the real conspiracy is the devil's old plot against Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of the world. And of course, the really good story is the one that Dan Brown is trying to suppress, the page-turner the Bible tells, about the one and only divine Son of God becoming a man, dying on a cross, and rising again with life for the world. And you don't have to be a code breaker to understand it either. You just have to believe that the facts that are right there for you to read in the Bible.